Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly segment highlighting economic development issues in our state. I'm Alan Lytle. Late last week, a governor from the Federal Reserve was on a tour of several sites in eastern Kentucky that are undertaking some rather innovative initiatives to help the local and regional economy. Lael Brainard joins me by phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm quite well. Can you talk a little broadly about what a Federal Reserve governor does?
Well, obviously, the first responsibility we have is to carefully monitor the health of the economy, and that helps us in thinking about what's the appropriate setting of short-term interest rates to make sure that we get as close as we can to the objectives that Congress sets for us, which is to ensure that the United States is at maximum employment with price stability. And we have some other responsibilities. We want to make sure that people's banks are safe and sound, that consumers are protected. And we also are in most communities around the country through our Federal Reserve banks and through some of their branches, participating in the communities and helping communities work together to improve economic development.
All right. And to that end, what brought you to Eastern Kentucky?
Well, I try to get out and about to different parts of the country pretty regularly. It helps me think about what those numbers mean. You know, when we say that the unemployment rate dropped to 4.4%, well, that's a very partial picture of what's going on in the overall economy. What we really want to know is, well, what does that translate into in Eastern Kentucky? Are people getting jobs? Are they thriving? Are wages rising? Is the economy robust? And so I try to get out and about to all kinds of different communities around the country. This is the 10th trip that I've done to a particular community. We try to focus on places that are working together across business, financial institutions, community development institutions, local government to try to lift up their communities. So there's a lot of exciting work going on in Eastern Kentucky in that space, and I wanted to come and see it firsthand.
Kind of give us your impressions of some of the things that you did see on your tour.
I saw a lot of very interesting entrepreneurship that is being supported by some of the community development financial institutions, and you know, they are putting together different sources of funds, whether it be at the federal level, the local level, philanthropic funds. And so, you know, we just ended a meeting with Tina and Paul Whitaker, who run a company called Superior Printing and Publishing in Cremona, Kentucky. And, you know, they were telling us how their business has tripled in the last few years alone. And it's done that in part because they've had access to some great training, both from private sector financial institutions, but also from Jerry Rickett from the Kentucky Highlands Investment Corporation. You know, it's very interesting to learn exactly what kinds of business opportunities they're seeing here in Eastern Kentucky, some of the constraints that they're facing in terms of hiring, making sure they have continued access to finance. But clearly, as they're working with Jerry Rickett from the Kentucky Highlands Investment Corporation, they're able to, you know, really scale their business in a way that means more employees, you know, that's good for the overall economy.
Any driving theme that sort of played throughout all of the sites that you managed to visit on your trip?
Well, you know, there's clearly a lot of people here who care deeply about their communities and want to live in Eastern Kentucky and help their communities thrive. And, you know, they're doing that, whether it be through, we met yesterday with a woman named Lynn who's helping her community connect up with the various trail towns. And, you know, they've put in place some wonderful improvements to their town, and it's now attracting tourists. We met Katie and Mike yesterday of Native Bagels in Berea, which has just gotten up and running in the last few months. And, you know, they all have a vision not just of growing a business, but also of helping their communities thrive more broadly. And they can see across the various challenges and sort of see that you need a thriving ecosystem. You need, you know, healthy communities with good health care. You need good education opportunities. You need to have people that are entrepreneurial, and when they are entrepreneurial, they have access to financial support, whether that be small business loans or funding for affordable housing. So they're, you know, these are people that are very committed to lifting up their communities, and you can see how their entrepreneurial spirit when given some help from MassEd and Berea or the Kentucky Highlands Investment Corporation, you know, that they are able to make a material difference in their communities. And that, of course, you know, for somebody like myself who's trying to understand what lies underneath those numbers, it's just very encouraging.
Well, that's all the time that we have on the business side. Our guest today has been Lael Brannard with the Federal Reserve. We thank you for your time, and thanks for coming to Kentucky.
Oh, it was my pleasure. It was really a great trip. Thank you.
Our full conversation is available at WUKY.org. For 91.3 WUKY, I'm Alan Lytle.